Start here. The Temple of Hephaestus is the best preserved ancient Greek temple in the world, and almost nobody knows its name. Everyone goes to the Parthenon. But this temple has something the Parthenon doesn't: a roof. Original columns. Walls that have stood since 449 BC. If you want to know what a Greek temple actually looked like, this is it. Hephaestus was the god of the forge, metalwork, fire, craftsmanship. His temple sits on this hill because the neighborhood below was full of foundries and workshops. The smoke from the forges would have drifted up past these columns daily. The god of making things, watching over the people who made things. Look at the columns. Doric order, no flourishes, just clean proportions. 34 columns, each carved from Pentelic marble, the same quarry that supplied the Parthenon. Walk around to the east side if you can. The sculptural friezes depict the labors of Heracles and exploits of Theseus, Athens' founding hero who killed the Minotaur. The metopes here are some of the best preserved architectural sculpture from the 5th century BC. Most temples have lost theirs entirely. It survived because it was converted into a church, the Church of St. George, in the 7th century. The Christians kept the walls, added an apse, and worshipped here for over 1,000 years. The temples that weren't converted were quarried for building material or burned for lime. The last service was held in 1834, when Athens became the capital of modern Greece. King Otto attended. One thing, early travelers misidentified it as the Theseion, and the name stuck. The surrounding neighborhood is still called Theseo on the metro map. An entire neighborhood named after a mistake. From up here, you can see the entire agora below. This is where Athens happened, not on the Acropolis, which was for the gods, but down here, where humans argued, voted, bought, sold, and thought. Over the next hour, you'll walk through the ruins of democracy's birthplace.